Well, he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Remix. Written by Mark Lowenstern. Directed by Nicholas Orvis. Performed live at the Crane Theater, February 27th, 2019.
This is the L train to 8th Avenue making all stops. L train to 8th Avenue making all stops. Next stop on this train is Livonia Avenue. And next up to sing for you on this train will be Jazzy J.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
Are you done, Jazzy?
I'm done.
You haven't made your fare.
I know I haven't made fare.
Sorry. Did my coughing make you stop?
It wasn't you. It was me. I'm just not feeling it.
It's the L train to 8th Avenue making all stops. L train to 8th Avenue making all stops. Next on this train is Sutter Avenue. And next up to perform a Tipper Tapper who is electing to dance for us this afternoon. Everyone make room for some dancing. Showtime, everybody. Showtime.
She's great! Aw, hey, she's really cleaning up. God, everyone is so much better at this than me.
Can I offer you a suggestion?
All right.
Stay away from the wheels on the school bus. People aren't going to respond to it. We're on a subway, but you're singing about a bus. It's weird. It messes with people's OCD. You gotta broaden your horizon, your repertoire. Did I say something? All right, you look sad. Oh God, I made you cry.
Don't pay attention to me. You're quite correct. My performances don't get good reactions at all. No applause, no coin. It's a struggle for me every day, every trip on the subway.
Listen. It hasn't been easy for any of us since they made the big change. But we all do what we gotta do just to get by in this city.
Oh, come on! It's been easier on some of us. It's been easier on you. I've caught some of your performances here on the L train. I've seen your nursery rhymes, your bawdy folk songs, your Gregorian chants. I saw your Figaro. Your Figaro was amazing. You've adapted quite well to the change.
Well, I mean...
No, don't be humble. It's okay. It's just if I seem sensitive about it, it's because I was there on that day. February 26, 2019, when everything went to shit. You could see the danger brewing in the headline of the New York Metro. MTA holds open houses to discuss L train repair plan. I tell you, I was there.
Before we go any further, I want to say that because of budget cuts, the MTA can't afford crowd sounds for this open house. And so I'm banging my gavel on anything, and it just sounds terrible. So we are asking the public to give us crowd sounds. See the one sign up there saying watermelon? And the other one saying cantaloupe? Well, vice versa. Wonderful! Wonderful! The MTA thanks you for doing your part. You sound like a noisy crowd of people. Now I can bang my gavel. Everyone quiet. Quiet. I call this open house to order. Now it's for the L train. We told you that we had to shut it down for a month, and it was going to be a huge mess. And we spent all this time warning and preparing you, but surprise! Now we don't have to shut it down hardly at all. Why not? Don't worry about it. So we're not shutting it down, even though we sort of already started to, and it's totally fine. Yay. So are we cool? Are we cool? What's meh?
It feels weird, Bob.
Don't call me Bob. Look here, audience. I'm here to explain to you any questions you may have, answer any questions you may have, so ask away. Yes, okay, you.
My question concerns our president and his creeping authoritarianism. I had hoped our constitutional safeguards would hold, but increasingly I think the damage has been done.
Okay, well, this is the MTA open house. We're talking about trains. Are you lost? Did you wander in here from another radio play?
No. My question is this. Why is it that my leader is a fascist, but the trains still don't run on time?
Okay, thank you for your question. Next question.
Hey!
I said I'd listen to your question, and that's what I've done. Any other questions?
Just be real with us, Bob!
Okay. Okay, I'll level with you. The truth is we need more money.
Aw, here we go. I knew this would happen anytime you talk with the MTA.
And who are you, sir?
I'm from the Strap Hangers Association, and I knew somehow you'd bring this around to money. This is an issue about public safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, more money means more safety. New York has an old subway system. It needs lots of work, and that work takes money, and all that money has to come from somewhere.
Well, it can't come from another fare hike. The people just don't have the money.
Just don't have the money, you know.
And this, right here, this is where the wheels on the bus started to come off the bus.
You know, I think what you just said is bullcrap. People can pay more, people just don't want to pay more. You know how I know that? Buskers.
Did you just say buskers?
I said buskers. Mm. Like street performers, musicians playing in the subway, organ grinders, whatever you want to call them. If no one has any money when they get on the subway, then how come I see these buskers with their hats and their viola cases bursting with quarters and dollars? That revenue could be going to the MTA. Couldn't it? Couldn't it?
All right, look, Bob.
Don't call me Bob. There's a simple solution here. We need money. You say you don't have the money, but you give your money to buskers.
Oh, nobody calls them buskers.
Fine. You give your money to street musicians. So then, let you all become like unto street musicians. You owe it to us. You've been deceitful, and this is how you can make things right. If you want to agree to a fare hike, then you'll have to cover the shortfall in the budget by busking, damn it, by being street musicians. It just doesn't roll off the tongue the same way. You'll perform and you will squeeze out those quarters and dollars that I see going into the hats and viola cases, and you will give them to the MTA.
And as awful as that sounds, it only got worse when I opened my big mouth. Hear me, Bob, and the people of the L train. I am but a humble legal secretary and cannot give legal advice. But if my boss were here, I bet he would say you can't have people performing songs as a revenue stream for the MTA. It would create all kinds of royalty issues.
She's right. By God, she's right. It would be an accounting nightmare. The MTA would never get the money. See? You can't make the riders of the New York subway sing for you, Bob.
Oh, I think I can. Royalties won't be a problem. Not if everyone only sings songs in the public domain.
You wouldn't do that. It would unleash hell on earth.
I tell you, the people wouldn't stand for it. We won't do it.
Oh, I think you will. I think you will all get up there and sing. You'll get up there and sing even if all you're allowed to sing is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You'll sing your hearts out, and your peers will reach into their pockets
and give you their loose change.
Please, don't. I'm sorry.
As you know, why they'll do it? Because deep down, you all think you should be on the stage. You do. Don't lie to me. Deep down, you all think you belong on Broadway. So from now on, if you want to travel in this town, you'll have to get up and sing songs. In the public domain.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. Take me out, take me out. I don't care if I ever get back.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a fool I was. I have no one to blame but myself.
Hey, you know, cheer up. I'm sure you'll make the fair.
Yeah, okay. You don't know.
What don't I know? How bad is it?
I haven't made fair in about 30 hours. I had to call in sick because I couldn't get off the train.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I did not know that. Listen.
Why don't you take this?
No! No, thank you. I still have my pride. It's just the public domain thing. That's all that's holding me back. Because believe me, if I could sing my tunes, it would be no problem. Believe me, I am great at karaoke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I am!
I bet.
It's just, I can't do nursery rhymes. I don't feel it. I want to feel it, but nobody gives me the fair. You can't fake it, you know? People sense when you're faking it.
Well, go! Go up there, sing Wheels on the Bus. I'll help you.
No, stop. He was right, you know? That evil MTA guy was right. I mean, not about the holding us hostage for money, but if you're here, you want to be on Broadway, whatever your Broadway is. If I can't find a way to shine, if I can't find that part of me that thinks people should pay attention to me for 2 minutes, then what am I doing in New York, right?
Yeah.
So thank you for offering to bail me out, but I'm gonna get out myself. I just need to broaden my repertoire a little.
Yeah.
You said that before.
I did.
So, any suggestions?
There is one song. It's a little older than most people think.
Is the L train to 8th Avenue making all stops? L train to 8th Avenue making all stops. Next stop on this train is Lorimer Avenue. And next up to sing for you on this train, Jazzy Jang.
So, a friend turned me onto this. You probably know the version they did back in 1964, but this version's a lot older, like turn of the last century. I don't have any backup, and I'm not a singer, no more than anybody else is. But I'm gonna sing this the way I think a woman would have sung it back then. There is a house in New Orleans. It's called the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor girl. Great God, and I for one. My mother, she's a tailor. She sewed these new blue jeans. My sweetheart, he's a drunkard, Lord, Lord, drinks down in New Orleans. 1 foot is on the platform, and the other one on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. I'm going back to spend my days beneath the
rising sun.
This has been Remix, written by Mark Lowenstern, directed by Nicholas Orvis, featuring Nathaniel Ansbach, Jess Beveridge, and Mike Callahan. Performed live as part of Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom in the 2019 Frigid Festival at the Crane Theater in New York City, February 27, 2019. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at coopthatereast.org.